This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Rockstar Games, the creators of the Grand Theft Auto series, has announced its first new game in 5 years. Rockstar formally unveiled Red Dead Redemption 2, the sequel to its critically lauded and fast-selling 2010 game that was set in the Old West. The game will be released in the fall of 2017 for Sony's PlayStation 4 and Microsoft's Xbox One. Marvel's Doctor Strange conjured up a winning $45 million opening weekend in China as it premiered on the same day as it did in the U.S. Strange raked in an impressive $85 million in the U.S. and was Marvel's 14th number one opening in a row. Wow. In other China news, the Cyberspace Administration of China said that live streaming hosts will have to censor content before it's broadcast on the internet. It will also require hosts to register business and personal details, and those carrying news or entertainment will have to apply for licenses. Platforms carrying on-screen text or other feedback must employ sensors to ensure that users' comments conform with the law. The regulations take effect beginning December 1st. Lady Gaga will portray fashion designer Donatella Versace in the upcoming third season of American Crime Story, which revolves around the murder of Donatella's brother Gianni in 1997. Versace American Crime Story reunites Gaga with executive producer Ryan Murphy, who cast the singer in American Horror Story Hotel, a role which earned Gaga a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a Limited Series. Gianni Versace was shot and killed outside his Miami Beach mansion in July 1997 by serial killer Andrew Cunanan, who committed suicide 8 days later. The Freddie Mercury biopic recruited a new actor and director to guide the long-gestating project as Mr. Robot star Rami Malek and The Usual Suspects director Bryan Singer have signed on for the Queen film titled Bohemian Rhapsody. Malek and Singer are the latest people to become attached to the film, which has been in development for 6 years. Sacha Baron Cohen was initially cast to portray Mercury in the biopic, but he dropped out over disagreements with Mercury's bandmates over how the film would cover the more naughty details of the singer's life. Not even halfway through its current 28th season, The Simpsons is renewed for its 29th and 30th seasons, cementing the animated show as the longest-running scripted TV show in American television history. The series averages roughly 7.2 million viewers per episode. Nearly two decades after toppling the Flintstones for the longest-running primetime animated series record, the Springfield Denizens will surpass Gunsmoke's TV record of 635 episodes. Ice Cube is attached to star as Fagin in Disney's upcoming remake of the musical version of Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist. The movie will reportedly be directed by Thomas Kail, who earned a Tony Award for helming Hamilton. Ice Cube is also set to serve as a producer and is writing the treatment with co-producer Jeff Quatnitz. The new movie will put a contemporary spin on the stage musical Oliver, complete with a genre-hopping soundtrack that will, of course, include hip-hop. Deadpool director Tim Miller dropped out of Marvel's superhero sequel over creative differences concerning the 2018 film. Miller was in the process of working on the Deadpool 2 script when the creative differences arose, with sources telling us that star Ryan Reynolds and Miller differed on the direction of the character. Miller is often credited with helping to bring Deadpool to the big screen. The film loitered in development for years, and it was Miller's leaked Deadpool test footage and the viral response to the footage that helped convince Fox to greenlight the project. Michael Bublé announced that his three-year-old son, Noah, has been diagnosed with cancer and that he and his wife would be stepping away from their careers to focus on Noah's treatment. Bublé said, quote, "We are devastated about the recent cancer diagnosis of our oldest son, Noah, who is currently undergoing treatment in the U.S. We have always been very vocal about the importance of family and the love we have for our children. Luisana and I have put our careers on hold in order to devote all our time and attention to helping Noah get well." If Elvis was alive today, he would not be on Twitter. That's according to Priscilla Presley, and as the former wife of the late rock and roll giant, Presley has spent the four decades since Elvis died in 1977 trying to make decisions about him and his work as he might have made them. Priscilla said, quote, "Elvis was very private. He didn't go around telling what he had for dinner or taking pictures in front of stores with particular outfits that he liked. It's very different today," she went on, referring to the experience of pop stardom. "Now, people do anything to get attention." Oh, yeah. Soul singer Otis Redding shows at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood in the spring of 1966 were just about the hottest ticket in town, drawing fans and pop music heavyweights alike. Guitarist and songwriter Robbie Robertson, who attended one of the shows with Bob Dylan, said it was a night they'll never forget. Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go, the complete recordings was released this week and covers seven sets recorded over three nights, available in their entirety for the first time. The Trash Bin. TV host Wendy Williams spent 5 minutes ranting about Blac Chyna and her fiancé, Rob Kardashian. Speaking behind a screen that read, "Birthing for dollars," Williams accused Chyna of being with Rob for money and also criticized her mother, Tokyo Toni. She said, quote, "I really do love Rob, and we've been there since the beginning, when Rob was thin, when Rob was smarter." She went on to describe Chyna as a woman who comes from the pole, referring to her background as a stripper. Ouch.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's iPhone sales could continue to fall because of weak demand in China and slower sales of the smaller version of the iPhone 7. Apple is going to hand over ad sales for their App Store to NBC Universal in an exclusive deal that starts in January. Digital video game sales growth cooled off in September. Samsung said that nearly 85% of the recalled Galaxy Note 7 devices in the U.S. have been returned or exchanged for another device, with most opting for a different Samsung phone.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Fantastic Beasts leaped to the top of the U.S. box office.
The number one album.
A Tribe Called Quest, We Got It From Here is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Heads Up is the most popular app coast to coast.
The number one fiction book.
Night School is the latest Jack Reacher book by Lee Child, and it's number one this week.
Alexander Paul was born in 1985 to an art dealer father and stay-at-home mother, and Andrew Taggart was born in 1989 to a teacher mother and a father who sold prosthetics. Alexander and Andrew are better known now as the Chainsmokers, and this pair of DJs have had a string of hits this year with Roses, Don't Let Me Down, and the biggest song of the year, Closer. Here's the latest track from this red-hot duo and song of the week, Setting Fires.
I've been looking for answers I don't want to hear. Chest to chest with you, I'm staring into a mirror. Out in the cold you've been, I've begged you to come back in, but I can't do this again.
That was the Chainsmokers with the song of the week, Setting Fires. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.